This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, it's Tina from Local Splash. I'm actually Paul's assistant. I was asked to call you back regarding the credit for the Facebook ads.
Right.
Okay. So I wanted to give you a couple of options because the package that you have is bundled together with the Google optimization. So what they do is they charge you $249, but they give you $100 worth of Facebook ads. Okay. But with the Google optimization as a standalone product, they give it for $199 monthly. So that's the benefit of bundling it with the ads is you get an extra $50 each month. You get $100 worth of ads, but you're only paying $50 more. So if you like, you know, especially since we didn't, you know, start running the ads yet, what I could do is I could cancel the ads now, and then that would change your subscription to $199 monthly. And then that $50 credit, I could put it on next month. So next month, you would only pay $149, but after that, you'd be back at that $199 package each month.
Let me ask my team.
Okay. Okay.
Hold
no
on.
Problem.
Just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is
sure.
Google. All right. All right. You're on my team. You're vice president. She's president of my team. Okay. They are telling me that I told them to skip Facebook. I don't do it. So here's what they'll do. Here's my option. I can take it for $149 and put $50 towards my monthly payment because I'm not using Facebook, and I would rather change the Facebook ads that they were going to run to Whiskey Creek, which they weren't going to do for me because they don't do a Whiskey Creek Facebook or Whiskey Creek, whatever it's called. So they can't do that. Okay. All right. Well, then here's the deal. Just do me the...
Can I make a comment based on what you just said, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Whiskey Creek another area that's close to you or something, or is it in another part of Florida, or what is Whiskey Creek?
It's just a very active platform that a lot of locals use. I happen to live in Whiskey Creek. I've never taken advantage of Whiskey Creek. I'm told that it's a...
Oh, I see. Okay.
But my wife says it's a private group, and they probably won't do it.
Okay, here's one thing I want you to understand regarding the Facebook advertising is you don't ever have to go on Facebook to benefit from this because your customers do, right? And with
Facebook, not me.
Right, exactly. And as far as setting it up to target clients in Whiskey Creek, they don't have to be a part of the private group to do that because how the Facebook ads work is if somebody's within Whiskey Creek and they're looking for your service and then they're not even on Facebook. Let's say that they're on Google and they're looking for your service and then they don't call you, then Google tracks that, and next time they log on to their personal Facebook, there would be an ad for your company coming up. So it's targeted marketing, and that's the beauty of doing the Facebook ads because your business profile on Google is tied into your business address in Fort Myers. But with the Facebook ads, we can run them wherever you like. So you can pick Whiskey Creek. If there's a Beverly Hills type area that's 20 minutes away, you could pick that area. And that's the beauty of it is if you bundle it, you kind of get the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? Rather than just sticking with a book of business that's in Fort Myers.
So in other words, Facebook ads that are supposedly or allegedly worth $100 a month would go to all Facebooks, whether it be in Whiskey Creek, Beverly Hills, or Alaska.
No. I said if there's a Beverly Hills type area close to you, but you would have to tell us where you want those ads to run. Because if we ran them in Beverly Hills in Alaska, that's not going to benefit you, right? Because you're in Fort Myers. So,
I was throwing that out, Tina.
Yeah.
As an example that no matter mm-hmm. where they go universally, I would still get the benefit of Facebook, and then they would be tied in and they would be calling in to my Google business profile, and then I would pick them up from there, and I wouldn't even have to go on Facebook. They're on Facebook.
Exactly. All you have to do is answer the phone when they call you. And I know you're going to answer your phone. Yeah. So that's why I just wanted to explain that to you, because Facebook sometimes, especially for people that don't do social media, it can be a little bit intimidating. And I always tell people, you don't ever have to get on Facebook. Now, if you don't have a business Facebook set up, that would be the only thing, is we would have to have our technician call you and help you with the creation of that. But let me just see if that's already set up or not. Yes. It says it's in progress.
I don't have a Facebook page.
Not for you on construction, but for him personally.
I don't have a personal page.
Oh, so she can help you with this. What we would do is we would have you send us an invite to your personal page. And then we would build the business page linked together so that if people were to message you off the Facebook, it would still come to you through the personal page. But most people are going to just pick up the phone and call you, you know, but you could also, you know, through your Facebook get messages. If someone's like, hey, I'm in Whiskey Creek and I'm looking for a kitchen remodel, can you come out and give me a quote? Then you could get a message like that too, potentially, because it would be linked together to your Facebook.
I understand that. One mm-hmm. thing I'm trying to do is I am not social media savvy. I
okay.
am construction expert. My time has been spent in construction, not sitting reading social media. I don't know.
I understand.
About it. So this is yep. why Nikki has been so unbelievably helpful in trying
yeah.
to describe the connections and how that works. Mm-hmm. And you're being helpful, and I appreciate it. So
of
if
course.
You think, what I don't want to do is I get, Tina, I get
yes.
50 calls a day on my phone from customers, subs, suppliers, and et cetera. I don't need more phone calls coming in, because at the end of the day, there'll be 10 that I couldn't even get to because I was on the phone.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I would like to have a setup with Google, because I know Google can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that to set up so that I could even have, and I talked to Nikki a little bit about this, I could have, whenever someone calls in to say, hey, I'd like a kitchen, could you come out and give me a quote, like you said, I would mm-hmm. love to have something respond to them and say, thank you for responding to GRobo Construction. At the time we're on the phone, but if you wouldn't mind, send us a few ideas or a few items that you have in mind. That would give mm-hmm. me a way to prioritize who I call back that day, because there's mm-hmm. going to be some people going to have to say, I am really sorry. They may say, could you come out and change out our light bulb? And then I'm going to say,
yeah.
thank you very much for the inquiry. Right now we're billing out to September. And if you don't mind, we would like you to put us on your list for the next building project you have in mind. That way I can avoid time wasters. And God knows half the people in Southwest Florida are over 60 and they are time wasters.
Mm-hmm.
Is this making sense, Tina?
Yeah, I understand. I can put those notes to Nikki. She's your account manager. All I was calling about was the Facebook adjustment.
Okay.
So if you wanted me
to
do that Facebook adjustment, I can. Mm-hmm. If not, we could just keep it on and, you know, have you add us to the personal one so that we could create the business one and link them together. But it's completely up to you.
I think he should be on Facebook. I think, you know, a lot of people, a lot of businesses are on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a great idea because especially in the beginning, I always tell people because it's a process to get on the first page of Google, right? It takes hundreds of hours of programming. So Facebook ads can get up and running a lot quicker, and it makes you more recognizable to Google where you start getting results quicker. And sometimes I tell people, hey, once you're ranking on Google and you're getting better results, then you could always, you know, call and eliminate the Facebook ads at that point, right? But I always tell people, absolutely, if you bundle the program with the Facebook ads, especially for the first couple of months, you're definitely going to see better results.
And how much more is that?
$50.
Well, he already paid for it for this month, but next month, if he wanted to keep it, it would be $50 more. So the Google alone is $199 monthly, but bundled with the Facebook, they give you $100 worth of Facebook, but they only charge you $50 more. So they only charge you $249 when you bundle it.
I'm at $249. Mm-hmm. If I call in June, July, and say, I can't take it, I'm overwhelmed, they're coming in left and right, you could just knock off and it would be $199 that next month.
Exactly. They would just take them off at that point. But I see that, you know, it would definitely benefit you. That way you can target the ads wherever you want too. You don't have to stay only, you know, in Fort Myers. You know, you could say, hey, I want to start, you know, where my – you know, exclusive community is, and I want to run ads here and there. You can kind of pick and choose where you want the ads to run. That's the beauty of it.
Well, right now, just to let you know, here's a good example. I've got an ad campaign going out to 8,000 people.
Wow. Is that,
my first lead is 55 minutes north of here, and my second lead is 30 minutes south of here. I live in Whiskey Creek, and I don't have anything in Whiskey Creek. I would like not to have 100,000 miles on my truck in a year. I would like to be proficient and stay. I would love to go next door in Whiskey Creek and do their kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But difficult to travel 50 miles one way and still be profitable. This is So this is what
That's a smart move for you to stay closer to your home base for the Facebook ads, and you know that way your Google listing's already set up through Fort Myers, so that way you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I
Very smart.
Send you a friendship request. We'll get the Facebook local, and we'll let these other things that are spread probably 100 miles in a radius. I don't know. Maybe a diameter. Hopefully it's a diameter. But bottom line is we'll just continue on with that. You can tell Paul that, and that'll work.
Okay. I'll tell Paul that, no problem. And then I'll have them send you that invite for the Facebook so that your board member could help you with.
Yeah, my board member. She's the president. She's the vice president.
AKA the boss, yeah.
She just gave me her notice.
I love it. So we'll get that email out today, and she can help you add us as to the Facebook page. And then if they need any assistance getting that set up, do you want them to call her directly? Or do you want them to call you, and then you can kind of patch her in?
No, I don't know how to patch her in.
Okay. What's her name?
If you want to call her directly, here's that number.
Sure.
239.
Mm-hmm.
340.
Mm-hmm.
5525.
5525. And her name?
Her name is Kim.
Kim. Nice to meet you, Kim, by the way. My name is Tina. So, and I'll send this name and number over to the Facebook department so that as they set it up, if they have any questions on the page that you're adding us to, they can use you as a point of contact, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was nice talking to both of you. Have a really great weekend coming up, too, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
No problem. Bye.